Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Zvachim, and we are up to parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Nitas min hatzavar al habeged. If some blood sprays from the animal's neck directly onto a beged, so it was never caught in a klishares, einu tam kibus. That does not require kibus b'gadim. Kibus b'gadim is only if it was already in the klishares, and then it splattered onto a beged. Min hakeren, if it splatters from the keren of the mizbeach after the kohen had placed it there, min Yesod, or it splatters from the Yesod, Einu Tom Kibbutz, it also does not require Kibbutz B'gadim. Nishbach al Ritzba V'Asafo, if the blood fell on the floor, and you gather it up and put it in the Kli Shares, Einu Tom Kibbutz, even if it then gets on the Beged, it does not require Kibbutz. Einu Tom Kibbutz al Adam Shin Skabel B'Kli V'Roi La'Zaya. The only time you need Kibbutz is Dam that was caught in a regular Kli Shares, and was ready for Azaya, and then it splattered on your Beged. Nitas al Or, if the blood splattered on the or of the animal, so then achlo hufshat, if it's before the animal was skinned, eino ton kibus, then you don't need to do kibus because it's still just part of the carbon. Misho hufshat, but once the animal is skinned, ton kibus. Now that or is going to require kibus. To Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazomer, af misho hufshat eino ton kibus. Even once it was skinned, it does not require kibus. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda views a skinned hide of an animal like clothing. So clothing requires kibus because leather is perfectly good for clothing. Whereas Rabbi Lezer says, no, it's freshly skinned hide. It's not clothing yet. Eino ton kibus el makom hadam v'dover shorei lekabaltum of roi lekibus. The only thing that requires actual kibus is the spot where the dam actually landed, and only if the dam is on something that is roi lekabaltum and is roi to be washed as well, is roi to have a kibus. So, once we're on the topic of begadim that have chatos blood on it and that it requires kibus, so it says the Mishnah Dalid, echad beged vechad sak vechad or. If blood of chatos gets on a beged or sackcloth or leather, tuun kibus makam kadosh, it requires kibus in the azara. Ushviris klicheres makam kadosh, and the breaking of a klicheres where the meat of a korban chatos was cooked also has to be done in the azara. Umriku shtifa b'klei nechoshes makam kadosh, and the mriku shtifa, which is the rinsing of a klei nechoshes where the meat of a korban chatos was cooked, also has to be done dafka in the azara. So meaning these are different ways of being machshir kelim from the blios, so to speak, of carbono. So you need to do all of this in the azara. Ze chomer b'chatos mikachei kachim, and this is a way that chatos is more chomer than kachei kachim, because other kachei kachim where the blood gets on begadim, you do not need to do kibos. The whole concept of kibos is a chomer that you have specifically when it comes to chatos. To review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if the blood did not come from a klishar, it came straight off of the neck of an animal, it will not require kibbutz. If it came off of the keren of the mizbech or the yisod of the mizbech, it will not require kibbutz. If it spilled on the floor and you gathered it up into a kli sharis, and then it gets on the beged, it will not require kibbutz. It has to be dam that was in a kli sharis, ready to be nizrak, that then gets on your beged. We said that if it gets on the animal's hide, so prior to being skinned, it for sure does not require kibbutz. After being skinned, it's a machlokas, where we view that as a beged, and we said that the only thing that requires kibbutz is the spot where the dam fell, and only if it's on a beged that's roi lekabel tuma and is roi to have a proper kibbutz. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that all types of begadim, whether it be beged, sak, or or, will require kibbutz and dafke in the azara, and kashering klecheres by breaking them, and kashering klei nechoshes by mriko shtifa, also has to be done dafke in the azara. The whole notion of kibbutz is a chumra that we have by chatos over other kadshe kachim, because only a chatos actually requires this concept of kibbutz. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey.